It's a frightful sight to see what goes on Halloween night.
Good evening to all you Tim Panic Membranes out there. You're listening to the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. My name is Manny Mandible.
And I'm Max Maxilla. Call me Maxine and you die.
That's a scary thought, even for a skeleton.
Together, we're two skeletons in the closet, the most trusted shock jocks of 2020.
Max, are you working on a crossword puzzle in pen?
Some of us at this station are intellectuals.
Is that why you skip the news and go straight to the game section?
I hate you.
Our Festival of Halloween Tales continues with our next play, Star-Crossed Words by Laura Arwood. In this play, Corey believes the crossword puzzle is predicting the future. Jean scoffs at Corey's evidence, but is the crossword that gets the last word. Don't go away.
Eight across. 10 letters. Outranks the Colonel's chicken.
Hi, honey, I'm home!
Outranks the Colonel's
Corey?
Chicken. Yeah, hi, honey. Colonel's chicken.
Could I possibly get you to put that crossword down long enough for dinner?
In a minute, Jean. Ends with L-T-S-O.
They were out of Mugu Gai Pan, so I got a...
General So!
That's, right. General So chicken. How did you know?
I didn't know, but the crossword did.
What?
The crossword! The clue is, outranks the Colonel's chicken. 10 letters ending with L-T-S-O.
So?
Exactly, General So.
What?
The crossword! It knew what we were having for dinner. The clue was, outranks the Colonel's chicken. The answer is, General So. And voila! That's what you brought home.
Ah. Yeah, funny.
No, it's true. The crossword knows the future.
Oh, come on, that's just a coincidence.
Seriously, it's been doing this all morning.
Really?
Yes, the first time was when I lost my phone.
Did you try where's my phone?
I didn't have to. The crossword told me where it was.
Come on.
The clue was where you might find a potato.
And?
You really suck at crosswords, don't you?
Oh, I don't spend 15 hours a day doing them, so just tell me.
Where you might find a potato? The answer is couch. And that's where it was. No, really, my phone was behind the cushions.
Mm-hmm, coincidence. Crosswords aren't sentient.
What about my shirt?
What about it?
The clue was Bunyan's bovine babe.
And?
The answer is blue ox.
And?
Blue ox. I put on a blue Oxford shirt. Explain that.
Okay, you were subconsciously influenced.
No, it's real. Okay, one more example. 24 down, 5 letters. Enchantress who isn't enchanting.
And?
I had just filled in the answer, which...
Mm-hmm. And?
And your mother called.
Oh, please. What did she want?
She wouldn't tell me. She just said to have you call back.
I'll just have to ask her then.
No. Let's test the crossword. 11 down, 8 letters, pennies blown down from heaven or fortuitous fortune.
Copper rain, huh?
No, you really do suck at this. Starts with W. Windfall.
All right, I'm on the phone.
The answer is windfall. Shh. I bet she won the lottery.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, what's up? You're joking.
What? What?
Well, I can't believe it.
What?
Shh.
What can't you believe? What?
Shh. Yeah, we'd be glad to.
We'd be glad to...
Shh.
What? Drive to get her winnings?
Mom, I have to go. Corey's losing her mind.
Hey!
No, for real this time. No, I'm not calling the psych ward this time.
Jean.
Yeah, I love you too. All right, bye.
What did she say?
Okay, she wants us to watch Maya over Thanksgiving.
And why does she need us to watch her dog?
She's going on that German river cruise she talked about.
The one she couldn't afford?
Yeah, she thought her work wasn't giving out bonuses this year, but they changed their mind.
Oh, you mean she's going on the cruise because she got a fortuitous fortune?
Corey, before you...
A windfall. She got a windfall,
okay,
just like crossword said.
Oh, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, really? But it knows everything.
Corey, look, it's all just a coincidence.
But...
A strange coincidence, but...
Nope, The crossword knows everything. I'll show you. The next clue is ends with dessert.
Dinner?
No, you suck.
You suck.
Three words, 16 letters, starts with D-E-A.
I'm waiting.
Give me a minute. It has O-C-O.
All right, I'm getting it out.
Just wait.
I'm opening the container.
I got it. Death by chocolate.
You must have peeked.
Is that what you got?
No, your crossword sucks. I got chocolate croissants.
You did, but...
See? The crossword was wrong! Let's eat.
But the answer must mean something.
Corey, you really have lost your mind. Let's just drop it and eat, okay?
But...
Corey...
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's eat.
Death by chocolate. It has to mean something.
Well, maybe my death will be by chocolate.
Oh my God! The croissant is going to kill you.
I was joking! For Christ's sake.
No! Your life is at stake. If you eat it, you'll die.
This is ridiculous. Look, I have put up with enough of your superstitious nonsense. I settled for apartment 3 instead of the one with the balcony because you thought 3 was a lucky number.
It is.
I held the burning sage through that ridiculous curse-breaking ceremony when you broke the bathroom mirror.
But
I even got the mean calico cat instead of the friendly black one because you thought it would be bad luck, but I'm not going to live my life according to some stupid fortune-telling crossword.
Come on, what are you doing?
Convincing you, once and for all.
Stop.
I'm picking the croissant up.
No.
It looks so yummy.
If you love me, you'll put down that croissant.
Oh, it tastes so good.
Spit it out.
Corey. Oh, there. I ate a whole bite, and voila, I live.
Oh, I really thought. Well, I'm glad I'm wrong.
You want a bite?
No!
So you're still a fraidy cat? Well, I have more for me. I know Wegmans really makes a great vegan croissant.
Gene?
I just went down the wrong way.
Oh my God.
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh my God, you're going to die.
No, I'm not. Just hit my back.
Oh my God!
No, don't get up. Can you just please? Oh Jesus! I'll get it myself.
Oh.
Corey, do something.
Do something. Do something. Right.
What are you doing? Put the damn crossword down and do something!
I am doing something.
Corey,
let's see.
Help!
Got it. D to H, T H B to L T H. There!
What the hell were you doing?
I was saving you.
Saving me? What in God's name are you talking about?
I was changing the crossword.
What?
See, I changed D-E-A-T-H-B-Y to H-E-A-L-T-H-Y. Death by chocolate. I changed it to healthy chocolate, and voila, you live.
No thanks to you.
All thanks to me, and you're welcome.
You didn't... Never mind. Let's just eat. Or did you need to consult the crossword?
Good idea. Let's see. 30 down, 5 letters. What a banana does after saying bye-bye.
Oh, no. No more crosswords. If you don't stop, I swear I'll...
Split.
Split. Yeah, good advice.
Wow. I wonder if he's coming back. 32 down, 6 letters. Starts with H-E...
That was Star-Crossed Words by Laura Arwood. This audio production was directed by Meredith DePaolo Stevens, featuring the voices of Aaron Durth as Corey and Dan Beckman as Gene. Sound design and editing by Meredith DePaolo Stevens.
What's a 5-letter word for comedy?
I don't know the meaning of the word. Time for our sponsor.
This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro, a part of the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival.
Say goodnight, Maxine.
What did you call me?
Oh, boy.